For the first time since 1994, the Carolina Renaissance Festival has been called off. As WFAE's Dashiell Coleman reports, like most other events that draw big crowds, it's fallen victim to the coronavirus.
Each fall, a 25-acre village mocked up like a 16th-century European marketplace comes alive on weekends with pageantry, fair food, and the occasional falconry demonstration. But the festival's activities don't really lend themselves to social distancing. There's a lot of posing for photos, crowding together to watch performances, and browsing small shops. The festival's marketing director, Matt Siegel, says staff decided it was just too risky.
You know, by not opening, it was the better choice and the right choice for the public health and safety.
The festival attracts as many as 200,000 visitors a year. Part of the popularity is escapism. What better way to forget about the modern world for a few hours than walking around a fairy tale-like village, interacting with costume characters from days of yore?
For us to not be able to offer that during a period of time that has been so chaotic for this country, where people kind of need it now more than ever, I think that's definitely one of the hardest parts about all this.
While the festival may be a source of entertainment for families, it's also a vital source of income for performers and vendors. Michael Stewart of Charlotte is one of about 300 people who perform at the festival each year. Folks who've stopped by in the last 21 years have probably run into him. He's kind of a big deal, after all.
I hold the exalted position of the Lord Mayor, the host of the show, the guiding light in these trying times, and general all-about good fellow.
Stewart and his wife both perform at the festival. They also run a business acting in costume for parties and movie premieres and hosting trivia nights. All things that aren't exactly prevalent during a pandemic. Stewart's main employer doesn't have hours for him right now either. That's given him time to perform on social media and keep up with fans.
You posted a video of the Lord Mayor having to shave himself because, you know, the barber surgeon's not coming around these days.
They aren't the only ones in the Renaissance Fair community turning to modern technology to entertain fans and help make ends meet.
It's a whole new world that we're all trying to navigate.
That's Matthew Mansour, who Renaissance Fair audiences across the country might know better as Sir Maximilian the Jousting Earl. Mansour is part of the Jousters, a troop that supplies one of the main spectacles at Renaissance Fairs. Knights in shining armor atop speeding horses, squaring off with lances in front of crowds. The company typically does 5 fairs each year. They were at the Arizona Renaissance Festival near Phoenix when it shut down early in March, and that's where several of them still are, camped out in RVs on the fairgrounds and taking care of 8 horses.
You know, they've allowed us to kind of wait out the storm, which is super generous and awesome of them. So we have our full stables here. We have an arena to keep the horses in shape and trails that we can ride.
The Jousters started an online sponsorship program so fans can donate to get a behind-the-scenes view of how jousting works or spend virtual time with the troop.
We've been doing skilled competitions in jousts and then also a glimpse backstage as to how we do everything, like how the armor works. And so that's been very successful.
Nonprofits are helping people in the Renaissance Fair community get financial support, and there's even a Facebook group with more than 45,000 members that helps connect fans with artists, crafters, and performers. But money isn't everything. Mansour misses the magic that happens when he's Sir Maximilian the Jousting Earl, riding into an arena in front of hundreds of people.
You know, we are all performers, and, you know, it's very difficult not to be performing. It's taken away, you know, who we are.
For now, he'll be waiting and practicing. And when fall 2021 gets here, he'll be ready to don his armor and ride back into the arena at the Carolina Renaissance Festival again, as Sir Maximilian. For WFAE News, I'm Dashiell Coleman.